Good evening. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with local news headlines.
Sorry, Rachel.
Anger erupted from tenants last night at the Rent Guidelines Board meeting at Cooper Union. It was reaction to the 5-4 vote to raise rents on stabilized apartments. The increase is 1% on one-year leases and 2.75% on two-year leases. Campaigning for Mayor Bill de Blasio called for a one-year rent freeze. He said a course correction was needed after many years of unnecessary rent increases, but the mayor was largely silent on the issue since taking office. That is, until a day before the vote. Then he reiterated his call for a freeze. Rent increases, though, were much less than what landlords asked for. They sought a 6% increase for a one-year lease and 9.5% for two-year leases. While landlords say their costs keep rising and they need a larger increase, tenants say profits are not considered and want to be compensated for excessive past increases. The average rent-stabilized tenant pays 30% of their income for rent, and some even pay over 50%. Mayor Bill de Blasio says New York City's tentative $40 million settlement with the Central Park Five is a moral issue.
The history is quite plain what the legal outcome was for these young men, and the fact that they spent a lot of their lives in jail, in prison wrongly. And we have an obligation to turn the page. We have an obligation to do something fair for them, but for the whole city to turn the page and move forward.
Amidst racist media frenzy driven by tabloids, talk radio, and some public figures back in 1989, the five men were coerced, tried, and imprisoned as teens, wrongly accused in the brutal attack and rape of the Central Park jogger. They served 6 to 13 years in prison, starting when they were 14 and 15 years old. Convictions were thrown out in 2002 because of evidence someone else, acting alone, committed the crime. They've been waiting for justice for 25 years. The settlement agreed upon last week still needs to be approved by a federal judge and the city controller.
Luis Bravo died in Woodside.
Councilmember Jimmy Van Bramer reads names of children killed crossing the streets in Queens.
Kumar Raghunath in Long Island City. Tenzin Judak, a 16-year-old high school student with a great future, waiting to cross the street to go to school, was killed. Karen Ferras. Tragically, there are others.
11 bills were signed into law to improve traffic safety and reduce pedestrian fatalities in New York City. The bill creates slow zones around schools, toughens penalties on drivers who fail to yield to pedestrians and bicyclists. Yadanis Rodriguez is chair of the City Council's Transportation Committee.
Walking in the city or in the street of New York City, riding a bike in the street of New York City, should not be equal to be in danger or losing their life.
The bill signing took place at a school in Queens, just a block from where a 9-year-old boy was killed by a car in December. Another measure to help reduce pedestrian fatalities is a change in the speed limit in the city from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour. And longtime Congressman Charlie Rangel and State Senator Adriana Espaillat face off today in the Democratic primary for Upper Manhattan's 13th Congressional District. Other races include primaries for candidates looking to succeed retiring Democratic Representatives Carolyn McCarthy on Long Island and Bill Owens in upstate New York. Polls close at 9 p.m. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.